Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Everything has a history, including retirement. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Baby boomers are facing the challenge of taking a lifetime of savings and making it into a stream of income to take care of us the rest of our lives. This point in life is called retirement, which is an old idea with new concerns. Today's retirement dollars must stretch further than ever before because of increasing life expectancies and steadily rising healthcare costs. The concept of retirement actually dates back to 1894, when German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck created the world's first social insurance program for retirees. 5 decades after von Bismarck's program, Social Security became an American institution, when in 1934, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced his intention to provide a program for Social Security. He signed it into law a year later, and 65-year-old Ida Mae Fuller of Ludlow, Vermont, received the first ever recurring monthly Social Security payment. The check was for $22.54. Records show Fuller contributed $24.75 to the system and ultimately collected nearly $23,000. Another half century passed, then in the 1960s, retirement got bragging rights reputation. The expectation of a leisure-filled retirement when the first planned retirement community opened in Sun City, Arizona. In 1974, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act created minimum standards for retirement plan sponsors and set up the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, the goal to protect participants in terminated pension plans. This same law is what created individual retirement accounts. In 1978, Congress authorized 401k defined contribution plans, which major corporations began offering employees in the early 1980s. That's part of retirement's history. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.